Brooks and Dunn at FM 106.1. In the case of the Rockettes, you're going to be putting a lot of girls in it. At 6:01, we were asking about all the many appearances these girls have done. I mean, they've been involved in everything. I'm presidential. In 2001, President Reagan's inauguration ceremony featured them coming down the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Nancy actually got out there and kicked with them.
Sure.
That was quite...
She's short as me was. Or still is, I guess.
I think they were a part of Armstrong's landing in the moon.
You could be right about that, but the question that we threw out to you was how many people were watching them during the halftime game in 1988 during the Super Bowl? I think on the line here, let me grab this one. Who's this?
Hi, this is Darla.
Hi, Darla. No? How are you? It's Karen Scott and Radar.
Hi.
All right, take a guess at it.
Oh, it's going to be, I'm probably off, but 136 million.
136, that's such a precise answer.
Well, I was like, okay, 135 million, it would probably be wrong because I don't take an odd number because I don't like the number 5, so I want 1 million more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Go with that, Darla, because you're close. It's 150 mil, and that's perfect. We said closest without going over so far. That is the closest without going over.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And who was playing, Scott?
That was the Redskins and the Broncos. Washington won 42-10.
And they obviously were part of the halftime show. So good, you're going to see them here.
Oh, wow.
They're at the U.S. Cellular Arena in November.
Cost of a commercial during that Super Bowl, because now we're up to $3 million. It was $645,000.
Oh, that's a deal.
First African-American to quarterback in a Super Bowl, Doug Williams. Of the Redskins. And they were a big underdog, and they won by 32 points. Go figure.
It was over by halftime.
It was.
Really?
It was a rough stretch.
People saw the Rockettes and turned it off, right?
Yeah.
Rockettes and Chubby Checker, man. You can't go wrong there. And Herb Alpert played the national anthem.
Oh, man.
And then he did the Spanish Fleet.
It's 1988 AD or BC. Holy cow, that seems...
59 degrees.
How far we've come.
In the Boucher Lincoln Mercury Traffic Center. Here's Radar.
No problems on the real-time traffic on the web. It's FM106.com. Keyword traffic.
We have some lingering showers. And in the Advanced Pain Management News Center, I'm Scott Dolphin.
Eat it.
Karen, Scott, and Radar.
You're so cute, I could just put your poster up in my dorm room.
FM 106.1.
FM 106.1 with Miranda Lambert at 6:11. And those Kenny Chesney swimming trunks. We're going to tell you how you can have them as part of your collection right after this classic blast from David Allen Coe on FM 106.1. You never even call me by my name.
But it was all...
In honor of Scott Dolphin's karaoke performance in Door County a couple weekends ago.
I'm a little bit disappointed that if you go to FM106.com, you can actually get video of me singing Sweet Caroline. Great song. Love Neil Diamond. He's coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, my encore was You Never Even Called Me By My Name by David Allen Coe.
And, he did a great job.
And that didn't make it. That didn't make it to the webpage.
The whole crowd, everybody who was with us, was swaying their hands at their seats. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's 6:15. That's your classic blast today. Hey, speaking of videos, if you've ever wanted an inside look at how we get ready for this show every day, we'll tell you about it right after traffic and weather. And we'll also tell you how you can see Kenny Chesney swimming shorts that we're giving away. But let's get a look at your ride.
And that's with Radar at 6:16 in the Boucher Lincoln Mercury Traffic Center, brought to you by Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Some slow traffic because of, call the total traffic tip line, 414-944-5111.
The FM 106.1 Weather Watch 12 forecast from Sally's Everson. Some light rain ending and then just cloudy and then eventually partly cloudy today, 65 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Thursday, sun and 70. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny into the low 70s. At 6:17, it's 59 degrees. From FM 106.1.
Okay, so we started something new yesterday in our morning show meeting, which is a little gathering between the three of us when we get off the air at 10 o'clock. And it's meant to prepare us for today, if you call this being prepared. But now you get an inside look at that meeting, at what goes on, even behind the scenes kind of thing.
This will be a daily thing if you just go to FM106.com. Now, today it's on the front page. Is it going to stay on the front page every day, Doug?
I believe so.
End up on page 17C of the webpage.
I think it's going to stay on the
front page, middle.
The homepage, yeah.
And it says MooTube.
MooTube.
That's what you want to watch, MooTube.
And it's just a few seconds of us, you know, showing what's going on the next day on the show.
Behind the scenes.
Today's episode, there's Radar displaying the Kenny Chesney swim trunks that we're going to be giving away on Friday. These have been autographed. Scott got a close-up shot right on the autograph.
They say Bob, 89.
It sure looks like
it. No, it's just a scribbled autograph. But it is Kenny's legitimate autograph. We've had it verified. And
and these are his legitimate swim trunks, which he legitimately wore at least once
on
that we
legitimate
know.
Boat.
On his legitimate body. So
smells like he wore them, too.
does not.
Thank you, by the way, for calling them swim trunks, Karen. Like me, you're old school, unlike Radar, who keeps referring to them as his bathing suit.
I always call girls bathing suits, but guys I call trunks.
Wow. A bathing suit.